there's one thing Sandra Viana has learned, it is this. Behind every good mother, there is a good mother.
We didn't have a lot, but still my mother instilled good things in us. You know, she never turned her back on no one. And that's what I try to do. Just love. It's love. And I learned that from my mom.
Stories of Hope is a podcast about people who meet needs and change lives. In this episode...
You know, I'm old school, so I didn't have a lot.
Everybody told Sandra Viana, don't do it. They said, you're too old.
I'm 72 years young, but it's okay.
They said, you live on the wrong side of town.
In my neighborhood, you see them on the corner, drinking and drugging.
And they said, those kids are not your problem.
Everybody was telling me, girl, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that.
That's what everybody said. But Sandra Viana never cared much for what everybody said.
I said, well, you know what? If you love a child, and you're going to do everything in your power to do what's right for that kid. My mother was like that. And that's how I am.
This is Stories of Hope, episode 35, The Grand Mother. Once upon a time, there was a neighborhood called Bethesda that everyone thought was bad. And in Bethesda, there was an abandoned house with plywood windows and a collapsed porch. And next to it, another abandoned house. And next to it, another. And there was a police helicopter circling overhead, and a teenager or two or three loitering in the weeds. They called themselves businessmen. And there was a church. And across the street, there was another church. And halfway down the block, another church. And somehow that was okay, because once upon a time, Bethesda was the Detroit neighborhood that produced more than enough sin to go around.
30 years ago, this would have been the majority of auto workers, where they were coming in, purchasing homes, bringing their family in, and two-income homes. And it was really a thriving community for the early part of Detroit history. Then after the decline of the 2002, the people of this community left. They just got up and walked away from everything they owned. They just left.
Cornelius Robertson has lived in Bethesda for years.
I'm here because I want to be here. I'm here because I had chances to run, but I refused to run.
And when everyone else started leaving, he didn't just dig in his heels and say, I'm not moving. Instead, he took staying one step further.
90,000 homes in Detroit alone was abandoned. Detroit was number one in mortgage foreclosure in the nation. Our community was number one in Detroit. There was 22 homes on our block abandoned out of 33. And so we just kind of realized, God, we need you. And so we started with seven people, and my neighbors all came. We started praying for the city. We started praying for our community as a whole. We had to pray to the God of the harvest, to the Lord of the harvest, to bring in healthy families who wants to hear about you, know about you, grow with you, who willing to be discipled, evangelized, or discipled. Into the kingdom of God.
Back then, Cornelius had a neighbor named Sandra. He'd never met her, and so he didn't realize it at the time. But that prayer he was praying, it was for her. When people ask Sandra Viana how many children and grandchildren she has, the answer is complicated. Sandra Viana is 72 years old. Jaden and Jaleel are 10 years old. They are Sandra's children, and they are also Sandra's grandchildren. Here's how it happened. Sandra had a daughter named Darlene. Darlene was a nurse with five kids. Two of those kids, Jalen and Jaleel, were adopted. For Darlene, adoption had seemed like a good idea at the time. Jaden and Jaleel were babies. They had special needs. They needed a home. But it didn't take Darlene long to figure out a full-time job plus five kids, all under the age of five, was more than she could handle. She did the best she could for as long as she could. But eventually, Darlene realized she had no choice. She had to give up Jaden and Jaleel.
I wanted to cry.
Darlene's mother, however, had other ideas.
Because they need somebody to know that I'm here for you. I'm gonna love you. I know you're going through a hard time, but I'm gonna be there for you. And she didn't want to put them back in the system. So I went to her and I said, God put it on my heart. I said, Darlene, well, I'll take them. And she said, for real, Ma? I said, yeah. She said, you sure you can handle them? I said, yep, I'm strong. So I stepped up and went through the programs, you know, learning how to foster kids. And they looked at my age and I said, age shouldn't be a factor, because if you love a child, you know, and you're gonna do everything in your power to do what's right for that kid. And that's what I did. I've officially adopted them. I got the papers and everything. They mine.
Good morning, everybody!
Cornelius Roberson met Sandra Viana 3 years ago when she and Jaden and Jaleel first visited Heart and Soul Community Church. Heart and Soul was the answer to all those prayers, the ones Cornelius and his neighbors had made for Bethesda back when they first started asking God for healthy families. They started a storefront church that Sandra wandered into one Sunday morning. She came because she was looking to hold up her end of a bargain she'd made with God.
You know, we grew up, we was Catholic, then we, you know, we had to go. But as you get older, you kind of wean away, you know. And I promised God, I said, if you let me get these kids, because I had been in church off and on, you know. And when I got them, I said, Lord, if you just let me get these kids, they will grow up in somebody's church.
When we met Sandra, I couldn't believe it. Why do you want to adopt them? Why you just can't be their grandmother? She said, no, these are my babies. They have to be fully legally adopted. For me to intercede for help, medication, hospitalizations, you have to be a legal parent. And so we were like, okay, Sandra, here's the church as a Calvary coming to, what can we do to rescue you in this dilemma so God can give the glory?
Heart and Soul Community Church swung into action. Babysitting, groceries, kid-friendly outings, anything anyone might think a grandmother or mother like Sandra would need, that's the kind of help Heart and Soul decided to give. In short, they became her extended family.
Years ago, we did that. We did that, especially in the African-American community. We were the foster care system, but something has happened. Demonic forces have been attacking the family so strongly in the last, I would say, 30, 40 years. That family is now walking away from family. And what a tragedy that is. Because outside of family, what do we really have?
Now, Sandra, Jaden, and Jaleel Viana all sit in the front row every Sunday morning at Heart and Soul Community Church. This is where they all found what they were looking for. It's where Jaden and Jaleel gave their lives to Christ. And it's where Sandra, one of 15 children raised by a single mother who now at age 72 has adopted two special needs children of her own. This church is where Sandra's just now learning how important God's family really is.
You know what? Sometimes when you're younger, we don't always understand things, you know, like we should till you get older. And I'm older now, and the understanding, you know, of Christ, and we have to not look to man so much, but look to him. Look to him. And I'm learning that, old as I am now. You know, because I didn't understand then where you understand now. And it's never too late to learn.
Every time the church is open, they're here. And I can guarantee you, those two children that she adopted are healthy, they're strong, they're biblically savvy, I love the things of God, and it's because of the mother, grandmother that didn't give up. So we may not know much, but one thing we do know about that situation, she loves God. And once God is in the picture, God can do exceedingly and abundantly beyond we all either can think or even imagine if we let him do his work.
This has been Stories of Hope from Send Relief. Today's episode, The Grandmother. There are thousands of boys and girls in the foster care system who need someone to love them. And there are families in most every community who have taken in children for a season or a lifetime. They all need the help and love that only God's people can give. You and your church can help meet their needs and share Christ with them. For practical tips on how to get started, go to sendrelief.org. If you haven't already done so, subscribe to Stories of Hope. You'll automatically get a new episode every 2 weeks. Go to Apple or Spotify podcasts and search for Stories of Hope. And finally, if you liked what you heard here, please rate us and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That'll help other people find us and enjoy these stories too. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of Stories of Hope.